Hikers, bird watchers, housewives, students, and river paddlers are just some of the people that make up the Friends of the Cumberland Trail. This group is seeking to preserve our rich Cumberland heritage, the 300-mile Cumberland hiking trail, which stretches from the Cumberland Gap to the Chattanooga. Wenzel says there are currently 170 miles of trail and the potential for more.
The goal is to link up this continuous trail over time through private gifts, land trusts, easements. I know the park ranger or park superintendent, Bobby Fulcher, has this vision of being the longest trail system in the United States. So it's not just the trail, though. It's the trail and the culture of the Cumberland area. And many of the activities go beyond trail building, trail maintenance, and get more into the culture, the music, arts, archaeology, historical sites.
According to the organization's website, there is a lot to do, and this could be a great way for Chattanooga residents to give back to the community, especially if they love the great outdoors. Ballinger says so far they've had a lot of support from the public, especially with the Cumberland Project.
We have volunteers who hike with us and do GPS population mapping and seed collections for our reforestation project. So the community support has been great. People are very interested in helping. We just have to get the word out so people are aware of volunteer opportunities on the Cumberland Trail State Scenic Trail.
Wenzel says when the organization is out on location talking with people, they find that most of them are hikers and people who care passionately about the outdoors and the scenic trail.
The beauty, the archaeology, the geology, the biology, plants, animals, they're just enamored. And I have to say, this is an incredible area of the country. So people are just not so much aware of the Friends group and our activities, but they're certainly oftentimes very acquainted with the trail itself.
Wenzel says this Friday, Friends of the Cumberland Trail is having a silent auction and reception at Green Spaces at 63 East Main Street to introduce more people to their mission.
There's no cover charge. We have a nice variety of items available for auction. And you can see those on the www.cumberlandtrailchallenge.org website, or you can come on in. We'll have refreshments, we'll have some food, and live music. So the public's certainly welcome to come by and say hi, and to sign up and be a friend of the Cumberland Trail.
Ballinger says there's a number for people to call who are interested in becoming a volunteer for the Cumberland Trail.
With trail maintenance, litter pickup, the Seeding the Collection, Seeding the Cumberlands project, or any of our other surveys and trail days, you can contact the Cove Lake office. That's 423-566-2229, and they'll be able to get you into direct contact with our Cumberland Trail ranger, Andy Wright, who is here locally.
That was Sally Wenzel and Terry Ballinger talking about their organization's mission to help preserve the Cumberland Trail. For more information, you can visit www.friendsofthecumberlandtrail.org. For Around and About, I'm Bobby Sullivan.